Once again, Park City was ranked in the top 2% of all high schools across the country, at least based on the number of high school kids taking at least one advanced placement class and one exam during high school. Washington Post reporter Jay Matthews has been conducting the study since 1998, first for Newsweek magazine and when that was sold, now for the Washington Post. He says his formula for ranking schools has remained consistent over the years.
Usually we rank schools, people rank schools by average test scores. That makes sense to a lot of people. You know, the higher the test scores, the better the school. I think that's absolutely wrong. I think test scores are far more a measure of the affluence of the parents than the quality of the school. But I'm measuring the amount of energy and grit and intelligence that goes into challenging as many kids as possible. So I measure the participation rates in advanced placement, international baccalaureate, and AICE tests, which are college-level tests, courses and tests given in high school. The school that rank highest on the list are the ones that have the most kids, particularly the most average kids, taking these very difficult courses and exams.
The highest-ranked schools, like Park City, he says, are those that have the most number of average kids taking very difficult college-level courses and tests.
Not only is it in the top 2% of all U.S. high schools measured this way, which is terrific, but it has, and this will seem odd to people until they think about it, its passing rate on the advanced placement exams that it gives is 72%. And I think that is much better and a better indication of a great school than schools that have 90% passing rates, because if you've got a school where almost everybody who takes the exam passes it, that's invariably a school that is restricting access to those courses. They're only letting their best students take AP.
In Park City, he says 52% of all high school seniors take an AP class. In many other schools, which don't rank as high, it's because students don't even have the opportunity.
If you're going to be a worthy school, you must have educators and administrators who are willing to let kids, any kid who wants a challenge, who wants to prepare for college, actually get that taste of college trauma, actually be allowed to take an advanced placement course and test. And many schools that don't allow that are not really doing their job. That's sort of educational malpractice, in my view.
Also off the list of top schools are those which limit the students who are accepted into very selective charter and magnet schools.
That are so selective that they really don't have any average students. And I keep them off the list because the list, again, is designed to show which schools do the best job in challenging average students.
For the second year in a row, he says the American Indian Public Charter School in Oakland, California, was the top-ranked school in the country, receiving a score of 21.9. That's more than six times higher than Park City's 3.4 score. But he adds that high score is very unusual. Something he's learned over the years is that the best schools are those without football teams. In fact, of the top 100 schools this year, only 33 of them filled a football team.
And I think that's a measure of how these particularly unusual, small, very academically focused charters and magnets have risen to the top of our list. They're an unusual creature, but I'm glad to see Park City has a football team. My wife and I both like having football teams at our kids' schools, and I wrote that story because it showed that there's a trend going with, we're creating more and more of these very intense little schools, and that's an interesting trend. I'm not sure what it means, but it's interesting to see that football no longer has priority in a lot of schools that are at the very top of the academic list.
That's Washington Post reporter Jay Matthews. You can read all of his reports online at WashingtonPost.com. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.